You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Burnley are 5-6, the draw 5-2, and Birmingham are 17-5. Burnley haven't scored in any of the last four league games at Turf Moor. Of course, that goes back in the Premier League as well. But they've never gone five without scoring at home in their league history. Can they at least notch on this occasion, Pete?
Yeah, I think they notch, and actually, I think they win. 5-6 is maybe not the sexiest price in the world, but I think it's probably a good one. They've had one of the two of the players they've brought in find a bit more, not form is the wrong word because we're only one game in, but find a bit more, just much sharpness across the board, of course, that's happening in the Championship and all of football, isn't it? But I was impressed by what I saw from them in patches against Leeds. Tendai Dereque, a player who I know well, a fantastic ball for Sam Vokes' equaliser. Jelle Vossen and Lukas Jukovic arguably could have had goals. And they just, I think it was just one of those things where it maybe just needed them to have a 90 minutes under their belt to get the season started following relegation. Birmingham, I mean, they were superb at home against Reading, weren't they, opening day? But away from home, I do worry about them as a side. I mean, I know that Gary Rowett went in there last year, did brilliantly. They finished the season, of course, beating Bolton and beating Reading. But those were two teams who had nothing left to do, did they, toward the end of last season. Other than that, it wasn't exactly a side who were awash with away wins last year. Six away. Two of those came in the last two games against teams who didn't really have much to do. Outside of that, Rotherham, who of course had to fight relegation. Huddersfield, who of course had to fight relegation. Forest, who were very, very poor. And Millwall, who of course went down. So when you put all of that together, the sides that they went to and won at last season were not good sides, were they?
No.
They were poor sides. Now, Burnley at Turf Moor, I think this is going to be obviously the fortress. This is going to be where they need to hold on to things, really. I think they are going to have a decent season. Like you say, the form you gave goes back into the it goes back into last season. But actually, at home last year, certainly in the second part of it, they weren't dreadful, were they?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, Chelsea went there early season. West Ham and Everton went there early season. But then Liverpool, Palace, Swansea, Arsenal, Leicester, that was it. They kept quite a few clean sheets. They got quite a few draws. You know, the likes of Spurs went there and only took a point. So Sean Dyche is a man who knows how to manage a team when they're at home. For me, Burnley are a very good bet indeed. I actually would play Burnley race to two as well against Birmingham. Sorry, I don't think they destroy Birmingham or anything like that, but I do think they net twice. There is enough talent in there, even though Vossen and Jutkovic are quite similar in a way. You know, big frames, lads who are, you know, able in some cases to be physical and in some cases to be powerful. You know, I think when you throw Vokes into that mix, they've got an interesting group of strikers, but I think that's a group of strikers that are going to be able to challenge this Birmingham back line. I don't think Birmingham are going down this season. I don't think they're going to have a brilliant season either. I think they're going to be a 13th, 14th, 15th inner. But I just think in this game, Burnley, first game at home in the league season, there'll be quite a few people going to Turf Moor. I think Burnley will have enough against a Birmingham side who I think will be okay, but won't be brilliant.
Okay. So we like race to two. Would that be the outright pick? Or?
I think race to two would be my favourite pick, yes, at 5-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.